Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Welcome to the new and improved Relationship Doctor podcast. I'm Dr. Rachel Vanderbilt, and I'm providing advice backed by relationship science research to help make your relationships healthier and happier. In today's episode, I'm going to share research on love styles and how you can identify your own. A few episodes ago, I talked about the cultural sensation of love languages and why people are so drawn to them. Here's the truth about love languages. Science doesn't support the idea that tailoring your affections to your partner's preferences will meaningfully impact your relationship. After sharing this research on TikTok and in the podcast, I received a lot of questions about whether there's a better theory out there. And here's the thing about love, it's notoriously difficult to research and explore effectively. As the famous song says, what is love? And researchers ask the same thing too. It's hard to explain to someone else the feelings that you have when you love someone. People experience love differently. The physical, emotional, and cognitive sensations associated with love may differ as people get older or as their relationship progresses. There are also many cultural expectations on the role of and importance of love in relationships that affects our experience too. So, to effectively measure love, our tools would need to account for and accommodate a variety of vastly different experiences, which is not easily conducive to effective research. With that being said, there are a few theories that identify the different ways in which we experience love. In 1986, Dr. Sternberg developed the triangular theory of love to do just that. He proposed that there are three components to love: intimacy, passion, and commitment. Intimacy refers to feeling close and connected with our romantic partner. It's typically identified by feelings of wanting your partner to feel good and do good. You hold your partner in high regard and value who they are as a person. You feel like you can count on your partner and they can count on you. You have common goals and have a sense of understanding of one another. Passion refers to a physical connection with your partner. You perceive your relationship as romantic in nature. You're physically attracted to them and find yourself thinking about and idealizing your partner throughout the day. You could describe your relationship as alive or magical. Just the thought of seeing your partner is exciting to you. Commitment refers to the intentional decision to love, support, and build a life with your partner. You feel a responsibility or obligation to your partner. You may have long-term goals with them that you intend to see out. You feel like you would stay with your partner through difficult times and experiences. Generally, you feel like your relationship is stable and will last forever. Your relationship can center around one of these pillars, can be defined by two of them, or can contain all three. In sum, there are seven types of love that can exist in your relationship according to this theory. The first type of love is called liking. And a liking relationship is one that only includes intimacy. Your partner is important to you, is someone you care about, and is reliable. However, you may not feel a deep physical connection to them or a sense of long-term commitment to them. This type of relationship may seem more like a friendship, but for some people, that's the only kind of connection they're looking for in a partner.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Two is empty love. And this is the kind of relationship that's categorized by a deep commitment to one another with no intimacy or passion. You've made a decision to be together. You may not like each other all the time or feel like you can trust them, and you may feel a lack of physical connection towards them. But even through all that, you're deciding to love them anyway. Three is called infatuation. Love defined by infatuation is purely passionate. This could be more of a friends with benefits situation where you have a physical connection, but no desire to be relied upon or committed. This type of love can be fleeting or momentary. The fourth kind of love is called companionate love, which is a love that is both intimate and committed. You like your partner and enjoy their company. They're your friend and your life partner, but perhaps you don't have as intense of a physical connection with one another. The fifth kind of love is called fatuous love. This love is both passionate and committed, but not intimate. You felt strong physical feelings towards one another and got immediately wrapped up in a whirlwind romance. People who experience this type of love may easily get carried away in the moment without developing that intimate connection or bond that would ordinarily help to stabilize their relationship. The sixth kind of love is called romantic love. This love is characterized by intense physical and emotional connection through experiencing intimacy and passion, but without the commitment. Couples who experience romantic love feel deeply for one another, but may be fairly non-committal about the future. And the final kind of love is called consummate love. This kind of love is the combination of all three pillars: intimacy, passion, and commitment. It's the all-consuming love that's emotionally and physically connected, and there's a desire to be life partners. So what does this mean for you? The reality is that most of the research on romantic relationships emphasizes each component identified in these love types. Researchers focus on the impact of intimacy, commitment, and passion on relationship outcomes. And we have a fairly robust understanding of each part of this love triangle, but not necessarily how they interact together in the ways that Sternberg identified. And so there's a lot we still don't know. It's possible that you and your partner may start by experiencing one type of love and then progress to a different kind of love as you mature. Part of a healthy relationship is coping with change together and working through emotional and physical changes to how we may experience love that may arise as we grow older. However, our scientific understanding of how movement through these types of love may impact our relationship happiness and success remains unclear. So you may think to yourself, it seems like everyone should strive for a consummate love relationship, but I caution you from making this your takeaway. Not every person in every partnership will embody all three pillars of love, and that's totally okay. Any one of these kinds of loves may meet your needs and lead to satisfaction in your relationship. It's all based on you and your partner's desires and goals. If you and your partner are satisfied with where you are and where you're going, then your type of love is valid. Relationship Doctor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller, and our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. Follow Relationship Doctor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at relationshipdoctor@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a message at 813-397-8165. Be sure to tell me if it's okay to use your voice on the show. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.